comes to the Hunter this weekend to Hope Estate, and you know what? It was touch and go as to whether her bus was going to be allowed to get into the country because it was kind of bigger and wider than normal regulations allow. So we thought we'd better talk to the Federal Infrastructure Minister and Transport Minister, Anthony Albanese. Morning, Anthony.
Good morning.
G'day, David. G'day, Tanya.
Anthony, you're a bit of a rhinestone armoured cowboy, aren't you, for Dolly Parton? Because customs said no, you can't bring your big bus in, but you intervened and said, yeah, come on in, Dolly.
Yeah, it's a pretty big bus. I saw it the other night. It was too long and too wide and too heavy, so the bureaucrats had knocked it back. You need special, you know, dispensation to bring it in. Also, the door, of course, opens on the wrong side of the bus, being an American bus. So they knocked it back. But this is a tour that'll generate $34 million for the Australian economy and bring a lot of pleasure to fans.
Look, we just can't understand. What is going on now? Government's becoming flexible. What next?
Well, you know, I as soon as it was put to me that it had been knocked back, it took me about 5 seconds to say, that's ridiculous. Give me the paperwork. Let's get it done.
Are you a bit sweet on Dolly, Anthony? Did that go a little way to twisting your arm?
Well, I got a cuddle the other night, so that's made me a little bit sweeter, but I just think common sense got to prevail over bureaucracy, and I've been doing this serious reform, which is to get rid of all of the different little state regulations all around the country and put them into one. And so I was very conscious about the need to streamline regulation and better get a bit of common sense in. And I guess this is a really practical example of why we need more common sense and less red tape.
Okay, one question I wanted to ask you was, were you one of the lucky ministers that got to shake President Obama's hand?
I certainly did. We had a private meeting with him, actually, in the cabinet room prior to his discussion. So we had about 15, 20 minutes with the president. So
Anthony,
it was very exciting, and he certainly is a charismatic guy.
Is he, like, because we get the impression, and I think it's because he's so lean, that he's very, very tall and that he has a certain X factor, like you, all eyes are on him when he's in a room. Is it kind of like that?
Oh, absolutely. There's no doubt that he has a presence unlike any other politician I've ever seen. I met him once before at the G20 in London. He had all the world's leaders there, but he stood out. He's got a really down-to-earth charm to him as well. He had a chat to each and every cabinet minister about an issue relevant to them, and it was pretty good. The whole visit, I think, was very good for Australia. Of course, the world's media go wherever the US president goes, so hopefully we'll get some extra tourism dollars up there in the Hunter Valley as well as a result.
What a great way to arrive in the country too. You're the Federal Transport Minister. No immigration. He didn't have to wait for his bags. He just stepped off the plane, straight into a waiting car and get where you want to go. If only we could all do that.
Well, I did have to. He needs a dispensation as well, of course, because the beast doesn't exactly meet our regulations, having, you know, machine guns in cars and things. So
yes.
That wasn't as controversial. The bureaucrats got that one and gave it a tick straight away.
Well, we are looking forward to having Dolly Parton in our neck of the woods this weekend. She's on tomorrow night and Sunday night and at Hope Estate. So thanks for letting her bring a big bus to town, Anthony.
Look, it's a great show. I had the privilege of seeing her in Sydney on Tuesday night, I think it was. Seems like a long time ago now, but she is a true professional and she'll put on a great show up there. So anyone who wants a good night should go along and see her.
Okay, thanks very much. Federal Transport Minister and Minister for Infrastructure, Anthony Albanese, on letting Dolly Parton's bust into the country. And bus, by the way.